Isaiah Jones with us, a Pirate legacy, the son of Robert Jones, great linebacker on the 1991 team. Went on to play in three Super Bowl champion teams for the Dallas Cowboys. And Isaiah, of course, grew up in Texas, but his connection through his dad that ultimately resulted in a scholarship to East Carolina. And that's been a great investment for the Pirates. Jones had 81 catches last year and will not be sharing the spotlight with Justin Hardy this year. That means a couple of things. It means that whoever is playing quarterback for East Carolina won't have Hardy as an option among the receiving targets, but Isaiah Jones is ready to step up and lead the Pirate receiving corps. Isaiah, you're at the American Athletic Conference football media kickoff day, and you're having fun and kind of enjoying the occasion, and the work gets started a little later this week, preparation for the upcoming season.
Yeah, I'm having a great time here with my teammates and just enjoying the other players that are here as well. It's fun just to kick back, relax, get away from football, and just enjoy the other players and meet new people.
Isaiah, I kind of came in on a little video session, and you and Montese were singing the fight song. How did that come about?
One of the nice young ladies up there asked this. She said, what's one of y'all's chants that y'all do? And it was the ECU fight song, so we were up there singing it.
Well, y'all did a great job. I thought you knew all the words and sang it with some enthusiasm, and I guess that comes from having 50,000 fans there and feeling pride in your university.
Got another fight song because our fans are loyal to us, so we're loyal to them, and that's one of the great things about East Carolina is the fan base and the environment and the atmosphere that we're in. Everyone bleeds purple and gold, so it's just an awesome experience.
Isaiah, have you ever felt at times that you were walking in your dad's footsteps, kind of going through your career at East Carolina at all?
You know,
and your uncle's Jeff Blake too.
Yeah. I believe I'm creating my own path. For growing up was difficult because, you know, people wanted to compare me to my brother or compare me to my dad, rightfully so, because they're both amazing players. But my dream's always been to do my own thing, make my own path, and make my own way. You know, some people argue that I got my scholarship because of my dad, but I think I've proven that I'm my own man. I can play at this level, I can compete at this level, and I want to continue to do that. So, yeah.
You know, the players are going to get a little extra financial help this year. Zeke Bigger said that was going to enable him to eat more, and the players are going to get a little more financial help this year, and Zeke said he was going to be able to eat a little bit more, maybe maintain his size and strength, but how will you manage your increased allocation of funds?
My mom's sending me some good home-cooked meals, so I'm learning to cook. I'm doing that.
Some recipes?
Yeah, some recipes, shopping a little bit. But just ultimately, you know, working with Coach Connors and the weightlifting staff and just getting better, bigger and stronger, you know.
Isaiah, what's important for this team as you go into preseason camp?
Focusing on small tasks day by day. You know, we don't have to win the games right now. It's all about just getting better and working on the little things and finding ways that we can improve and building on our game from last year. I would say that's the most important thing. That's the most important thing for me, is just doing the routine things that we do every day and getting it down and carrying over that until the first game.
You know, in 1991, they had a saying to a man on that team that I believe.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that is still necessary for East Carolina to be successful in football.
Well, the 91 team and the men who came before us had created a great path. I think like this team is following along the same footsteps and headed in towards the right direction. And I believe this team does believe. I believe it's we believe now. You know, it's something that Coach Ruff preaches we're following him, we're trusting in him, and he's trusting in us, and we're all just one big group with a chip on our shoulder, ready to prove that we can play, and we're ready to compete.
Thank you, Isaiah.
No problem.